This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Coming up next, it looks like a potential predator party.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
No!
Oh, yeah.
Too bad you're not older.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
I'm horny.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Was that I'm horny?
I'm horny.
That's kind of like...
I like rape. No. I'm horny. I like rape.
No.
I'm horny. I like rape.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No!
I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Too bad you're not older.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Don't laugh at that, Michael.
That's not right.
Michael.
That ain't funny.
Not funny at all.
This is funny. We're waiting right now for a brand new Belcher call to be pressed onto a disc.
Very good.
Let's listen to this.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to come to you on our first fundraising show of the new year. And we have just gotten off to a bang. We just had a nice, nice pledge, and I'd like to thank the gentleman who did that, Buzz Bourbon, right here in New York, a very generous pledge. Buzz, we appreciate it.
Buzz Bourbon.
That's me.
All right, Buzz. Hold on. Here's one more repeat, then we'll get the new one.
You're on the air. There you go. Hello?
Yo.
How are you? How are you doing, pal?
I'm fine. How are you?
I
just wanted to say
yes.
That the Meow Mix commercial that you played that said Meow Mix came in three flavors, I think they were full of dreck because no matter what you did, it always needed salt anyway. I don't care what kind of flavor it was. I used to make Mike O'Mara stand on his head and I would eat it with a spoon off of his taint. And still, it wouldn't help.
Get tuned to WDA. That's why I love my listener so much.
Guy always sounds like he's out of breath, doesn't he?
Yeah.
All right. The new one is another Reverend Al call. Is that right?
That's what I hear.
Listen to the name. That's all I'll say. Listen to the name. Q, please. Here we go. From today.
Keep it real. I'm your host, Reverend Al Sharpton. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Holiday in Brooklyn, New York. Holiday, you're keeping it real with Al Sharpton.
Hey, Reverend. I've been keeping watch on this case probably since it became national. I'm up here in Brooklyn, New York. And I think the prosecutor, number one, is eventually going to be revealed to be another Nifong kind of a guy. The public defender is disgusting, should be disbarred for his conduct after the conviction. He's obviously inadequate, to say the least, negligent at worst. And I was wondering if you could say happy anniversary to Buzz Burbank and his lovely wife, Marcia, who've been married for 32 years.
Wow. Whoopee!
Thank you, sir. And it's people like you, Holiday, that keeps us going because you think people's suffering is funny.
Wow.
Name.
Wow.
The name.
Holiday.
John, spell the name that that the Belcher gave to Al Sharpton's screener.
It was Hallodair.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello there. Is it, in fact, today your anniversary, Buzz?
It is, in fact, 32 years today.
32 years
That's
of
right.
marriage.
3 10-year sentences and another two for bad behavior.
Wow. Anything big planned?
For the weekend. We're holding it's a school night. You know, as you know, we don't like to stay out late, so it'll be this weekend.
Wonderful.
Although we're trying to find some music here for you.
Some appropriate anniversary music, perhaps?
How many years?
32.
Practically a life sentence.
Yeah, he got life. Buzz.
Still feel like the geese?
yeah, I do. Like an older goose, maybe.
Very good.
And way to stand behind that older statement, Buzz.
And, as you know, 32 years, if you're looking for a gift, leaded paint chips.
Wow. Leaded paint.
That's 32 years.
Very
That's
good.
The appropriate wedding gift.
What is 30? 30 is nothing, right?
I don't remember.
25 is silver.
There's something for everything.
I bet if I made it to 32 years with Carrie, I'd kill her.
Or she'd possible. Kill you.
Oh, no.
In your sleep.
No, no.
Well, happy anniversary to you, Buzz. I'm sorry that we had to find out through the Belcher, but
thank you. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Well, thank you, guys.
Is this another yeast infection?
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Yeah, baby, Billy Preston. I've got a song
I ain't got no melody. I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
We're about to have two men at the same time.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Coming up next, it looks like a potential predator party.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
I'm horny.
That's a good one.
I'm horny.
Welcome to Poly Time.
There are a lot of stupid girls on in the media.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Just a bunch of white trash.
Looks like baby vomit.
I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Hey. Look at the size of his unit.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
Who he? Brother, what can I do to help you?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Who's your daddy?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Here's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome. Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Oh, it'll be a funny show.
The show's going to be fun, mate.
That'll be a great show.
The show is great.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Yeah. It's the Adonna Mike Show. Sure happy it's Thursday.
Oh, we certainly are.
That's like spelling poop. S-H-I Thursday.
We've been doing that for a long time.
Phone number same as it was yesterday. 877-365-3636. Let's take a call.
Let's do.
Before we get into everything, hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, it's an honor to talk to you guys. I just want to wish you a happy show and happy anniversary to Buzz Burbank. Okay. And I'm behind an anal probe.
You're behind an anal probe?
Yes, okay. I am.
I like that they're still playing that game.
All right, see you later, my friend.
Have a great one, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Don't follow too close.
Totally unprepared caller.
Anal probe.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Hello, it's you, sir.
We have so many maggots on the line. Hi.
Hey there. Hi there. Ho there.
Don and Mike Show.
Howdy, Don and Mike.
Yes,
hi. I'm going to hurry up and start talking about something, because I'm changing to the best radio station in the world by the name of Dr. Lord. Keep kicking y'all in the behind. What you got to say about it?
What the hell was that?
He was ranting about something. I'm not sure what he was ranting about.
Hello.
I like a good rant.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Next.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was just calling. Did you guys know the Walden and Johnson show?
Oh, the Walden and Johnson show. Yeah, as a matter of fact, we listen every day.
Sure, that's Bill Walton and the late Lady Bird Johnson.
Outrageous.
I'm dead.
Outstanding.
I'm dead.
How about that, Lady Bird?
I'm dead, Bill.
Well, we're going to dig up Lady Bird today.
All right, sure. I'm guessing they must be crazy DJs.
Have you heard their intro to their news? They stole it from you.
Really?
Oh, well, listen, you know what we're going to do?
We're
going to send a squad car out there.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
We're going to send a black and white out there.
So the authorities will run them right out of town.
Bye!
That's how desperately we care about that.
Mm-hmm.
Walden and Johnson.
Okay, yeah. Before we start talking about Mike Vick here, I got a great angle. You're going to love this one today. Just a little progress in the real-life animal kingdom. Since Jan has moved in, we have now three animals in the house. We have the German Shepherd and her bulldog and my cat, Furball.
And a full-size giraffe.
And my miniature donkeys.
Right.
And, of course, all of my cocks.
That you feed every day.
They don't fight.
You walk out with corn, a bucket of corn, and you throw it on the ground.
They're loving cocks. They're not fighting cocks.
Do the turkeys still stay in the straw?
Yes, and the horses in the barn, and
Farmer Don, as he's known to his neighbors.
Everything else. No, for the longest time, it's been animals learning the order of the jungle.
Who's the
big dog. Mm-hmm. It was a learning process with the German Shepherd and the Bulldog, and they get together great. They get along great.
How much butt sniffing was required for that to happen?
An awful lot. Sure. And it goes on now, including licking and you know, eating of others, you know.
Well, that's how they get to know each other.
Right, they get along great. Now, my girlfriend has had a major problem with a cat. You might remember I've told you before that once she moved in, once we moved stuff around in the house, the cat revolted a little bit by pissing on our sheets and stuff. Well, all of that has been resolved. I thought everybody had been happy. The problem is, since we've taken down the baby gates that we had to separate animals from each other while they were learning each other's moods, Oscar, the bulldog, has gone upstairs and has really, I guess for the last couple of days, terrorized the cat.
Oh, dear.
And Janet made the mistake
Rob.
What?
She saw where Furball was in our bedroom.
Bulldog taking on a cat?
And she thought that the cat had slipped out of the room. She shut the door. She came back in the room 6 hours later to find Oscar, the bulldog, running around the bed like a crazy dog.
Right.
Just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. When she finally opened the door and let everybody out, she went back upstairs a few moments later, and that cat. Now, and perfect timing, we have brand new sheets on our bed.
Oh, no. Satin?
That cat, of course, Mike. Of course.
Just checking.
Please. I don't even know.
Satin Packer sheets.
I'm sure it's a high thread count.
That's good.
Whatever it is.
Cool in the summer.
1,000 count.
All I know is that we got new sheets. And when I came home last night, as soon as I walked through the door, she said, "How are you?" in a tone that indicated something was wrong. Uh-oh. Right, and I said,
"How are you?"
I said, "Yeah, I'm fine. How are you?" And she said, "It's the cat." And I thought this could be the last straw with the cat. I went upstairs and I looked at the bed. I looked at the stripped bed, and I saw I saw a stain.
Oh.
Seriously,
oh, that's it.
That all the way down to the mattress, a stain that had to be. There were two stains. One of them as big as this control board.
Wow,
really gigantic stains. Like someone had taken like she tried to take a pee of the shape of the United States, like in a map that you would put up on a classroom bulletin board.
That's a very significant amount of stuff.
About 4x3.
For a cat to generate.
Well, she had been trapped in a room for quite a long time with the bulldog.
Maybe the cat needs a quieter atmosphere, like with maybe one pet.
I know that you advocate
helping.
You're not a Michael Vick.
I advocate helping people with cats.
Right.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not Oscar Schindler in this.
I am going to start a center known as Promises for Cats. Promises for Cats. We'll have a Malibu location and a location at my home.
That's nice.
Anyway, the
big stain, though. Did you have any appreciable odor?
So yes, and I went upstairs and I saw this defecation on the bed, and I thought,
oh, it was that?
Yeah, it was number one and number two, and
I
thought, because the cat was mad, and I thought, I don't want to deal with this tonight.
Right.
I got to go down and defend the cat and go through the whole lecture again about how cats are different and cats are territorial. Well, it turns out over the last year and a half, Janet has grown to love the cat, and she now understands the way of the cat. And, Mike, I know you're sad to hear this, but she took the cat's side. She was not mad that the cat ruined our new sheets. And furthermore, she had to give Oscar the little spanky spanky.
Huh. I applaud that.
Yeah.
So
everything worked out.
What crap?
That's a good one.
That's good.
What? You're punishing a bulldog for behaving naturally. The same bulldog who you would walk into your home and would greet you kindly.
Okay.
Unlike an animal that completely ruins your personal property.
I am happy that the animals are getting along.
They're not getting along.
They are getting along famously.
Well, the dog was beaten last night because of the cat.
The dog was Mike. Hold on, I'm going
to. This start is like a cartoon.
I'm going to start talking about Mike Vick here, so don't say stuff that can be taken out of context. No, listen, it's just encouraging to me as an animal lover that my girlfriend actually. And this is like if you have a child, if you come into a relationship and you've got a kid and you got a kid from somebody else, you always want to say to the other kid, you know, if you're two divorced people, you're coming together, you each got kids, you always want to say it's not your kid's problem, it's the other kid's fault. It's like,
Well, are you pretending that now I'm going to understand that more, that you're saying that? No, that's not going to happen either. You're wrong, and double wrong.
No, no, this has nothing to do with you, Carla. If I was going to talk about you, it would be about the age difference. Yeah. This has nothing to do. It's like, I'm saying it's like.
Well, when you looked at me and you went, here you go.
Well, no,
I thought that was kind of directed at me.
No, it's only because, hey, are you my buddy? Who am I looking at? Who else am I going to look at?
But the here you go, you see, was directed at, you know, I thought you said, here you go, like it's going to make me understand. Nothing's going to make me understand this horrible injustice being done to a wonderful, what sounds like an absolutely magnificent bulldog.
It is finally that she is so comfortable with the animals that she sees. There is an order to things.
She could be more comfortable, though, and so could you.
Stop it.
You're just not aware of it.
Don't do your whole cat thing, because we're going to talk about Michael Vick now for a second, but something you have not heard before.
Ooh.
And it's not any new. It's no new allegations against him.
Okay.
Allegations.
Right.
He has not spoken to the media. Right.
He's going before the judge today.
Right now.
Yeah, in about 15 minutes, he's got to show up in court.
Right. And there's supposed to be thousands of people there.
This is a take that's going to be presented this weekend if you live in southern Florida. The News Press has got an interview with Deion Sanders. And I thought we'd start today's show because, you know, Deion knows what's going on.
Sure.
Thought we could talk to Deion, listen to what Deion Sanders has to say in his column. He wrote a column about Mike Vick.
Okay.
Oh, interesting. Another two-sport athlete.
I never would have thought that Mike Vick, one of the NFL's most exciting players, would ever be indicted for crimes against man's best friends. He could lose millions of worth of endorsements. Nike's already suspended the release of his shoe. He could lose millions if he gets cut by the Falcons. His reputation might wind up so stained he's never forgiven in the court of public opinion. What a dog means to Vick might be different than what he means to you. Hold on, don't start shaking your head. Listen to me. Some people kiss their dogs on the mouth. Some people let their dogs eat from their plate. Some people dress their dogs in suits more expensive than mine, if you can believe that. And some people enjoy proving they have the biggest, toughest dog on the street. You're not going to believe this, but I bet Mike Vick loves the dogs that were the biggest and the baddest. Choose to condemn him, but I'm going to take you inside his mind.
Well, isn't this enlightening?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for that trip.
Let's go.
Yeah, here's the ticket. Let's go for the ride.
I'm sure all of the animal activists and Humane Society folks have a dartboard with Michael's picture in the center of it. If he plays this year, PETA's going to ticket every stadium he plays. I must ask the question, where is this going? You've read the accusations about the cruelty involving the dogs. And I'm not talking just about the duels to the death. It's enough to make me cringe because I have three highly trained protection German shepherds. Okay, somebody wants to rob me. Believe me, you don't want to deal with them. With one German command.
A German command.
Of course.
Because he's Deion.
Yo, there's the command.
Our dog, Yasho, turns into Cujo. And for the record, I live around the corner from the police station, so it won't take long to show up and save you from the dogs. Now, back to Michael Vick. Why are we indicting him? Was he the ringleader? Is he the big fish? The only thing that I can gather is we're using Michael Vick. Was he wrong? Yes. Was he stupid? Can't argue with that. Was he immature? No doubt. But is he the ringleader?
Was he immature, you mean?
Immature?
Right.
No doubt. Is he the ringleader? I can't see it. Mike Vick had a passion for dogfighting. I know many athletes who share his passion.
Oh, here we go.
The allure is the intensity and the challenge of a dogfight. It's like ultimate fighting, but the dog doesn't tap out when he knows he can't win.
Wow.
Okay, buckle your seatbelts. Here comes the best part.
Well, it's getting better and better, that's for sure.
Interesting.
This all reminds me of when I wore a lot of jewelry. Because I always wanted to have the biggest chain or the biggest car. It gives you status.
Okay.
Can I pause for a moment to ask you a question?
Go ahead, Deion. Please do.
Who shot Darrett Williams? Do you remember the Denver Bronco cornerback? I'm more concerned about bringing justice to someone who killed a human. Or finding out who broke into Miami Heat forward Antoine Walker's home, tied him up and robbed him. We're attacking this dogfighting ring the same way a teenager attacks his MySpace page. We should have the same passion for man that we have for man's best friend. The reason this has turned into a three-ring circus is that baseball is boring, and we don't have anything to write about.
Oh, my God.
God bless, and God willing, I'll holla at you next week.
That's it.
Deion Sanders, a North Fort Myers High School graduate, played in the NFL and now works for the NFL Network.
Well, thank you so much, you misguided hump.
Hang on.
Beautiful. Wow.
Just.
There he goes.
Just beautiful, Mr. Deion Sanders.
Deion Sanders, apologist
for
Michael Vick.
Thanks for explaining it to us.
Now I completely understand. It's like having the biggest car.
Or jewelry.
You want to have the dog. And if I got what you said, Mr. Sanders, what you said during your article was that he loves the dogs that can kill the other dogs.
Right.
He just doesn't share that love with the dogs that don't win for him. And
it's
that's
like
why he
Mike,
bashes their heads in with a cinder block.
Mike, I'm being Deion Sanders again. I'm reading from the text I wrote. Again, right. Let me repeat. It's like Ultimate Fighting, but the dog doesn't tap out when he knows he can't win.
No, the dog dies. That's what it is. No need to mention that. The dog. It's not that the dog doesn't tap out. It's that the dog bleeds to death has its throat ripped out.
What's fascinating, and I didn't realize it until I read this article, is that this would be a non-issue if this happened during football season.
Yes, because baseball is so boring.
Just boring.
What does that say about the fact that he failed at baseball? Is that why he's because he wasn't able to play baseball that successfully?
I'd like to see the people who dress their dogs in suits more expensive than suits worn by Deion Sanders.
I bet that's impossible.
That guy has a clothes horse, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take you inside of his mind. And how about his dogs? Just in case someone wants to rob him.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and how about that little threat, too? He's right around the corner from the police station so they can get there and get the dogs, pull the dogs off of you before they kill you.
And, of course, Deion gives them commands in German.
The German. He turns into Cujo.
God damn.
Well, it's a very nice, sweet, veiled attempt to apologize for Michael Vick.
Mike Vick had a passion for dogfighting. Okay. That pretty much sells it
That's
all.
It's like having a passion for a game. But, unfortunately, cruelty to animals doesn't fall into that.
Can I pause for a moment to ask you a question? Who shot Darren Williams?
Yeah, he's trying to put everything on the level.
And
you know what he's also saying is that, you know, we have more of a passion for dogs than human beings. It's not true at all.
Right.
We have just as much passion for, human beings, and we are just as interested in heinous crimes being perpetrated
and
against humans.
Here's the title of his column. Don't be too quick to judge Michael Vick.
Hey, thank you for the rhyme.
Hey,
that's nice.
If it doesn't fit.
Don't be too quick to judge Michael Vick.
Well, it's I think he perhaps thinks that he was masking what he was doing, but no, I think it's a pure apology for the behavior of Michael Vick.
Thank you, Deion.
Amazing.
Tool. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there. Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening?
What's going on? Is this Joe?
Yeah, this is Joe Artinger.
Yeah, hi.
No, this is Don and Mike.
There you go.
Thank you for figuring it out.
There you go, smart guy.
Just a quick comment.
Comment.
Oh, God. I'd like to say, I don't want to say.
Let's get some feedback now from someone out in the community.
You know.
Is it about Michael Vick?
You got it. And Deion Sanders, too. I'm Steve Local here in Woodbridge. But, my God. I mean.
What,
you know,
Steve?
What? Spit it out.
What?
Jesus Christ, what do you want to say?
Hold on, guys. I almost emailed the NFL with using the N-word and F-ing word and all that stuff.
Hold on. You're going to lose us.
You're going to lose it if you put this on race, brother.
Why would you possibly use the N-word?
Because that's the way I feel about it.
Yeah, can I really tell you? You are so misguided. You're as misguided as people that apologize for Michael Vick.
You deserve to be eaten by a dog then.
This has nothing to do. You could find.
This ain't racial.
You could find plenty of white people that do this.
Trust me. Go down to the Carolinas. Go to Georgia sometime. Seriously, dude.
I know, guys.
When you make it race, that just. You know what you do? You, because of what you're doing, you diminish
And you know,
the horrible stuff that he's doing.
You know the way to get to any corporation is by writing, "Dear Mr. Goodell," and then writing the N-word a bunch of times.
You know, is it a fantasy to think that in the studio, I can't say this because I'll start laughing.
What?
Because what I was going to say was a serious comment, and I started
laughing before.
Is it a fantasy to think that really we can have these individuals in sport and in entertainment, you know, misbehave, and we can take the racial issue out of it? Can that ever happen?
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
I know.
I mean, yeah, just I take it. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do. You know, he's an idiot. He's wrong.
Why would you bring race into it, and then we're going to let you go?
I know.
Why would you, though, really?
He does it because, you know what, just like what you would read in some article, he happens to be black.
He sounds like one of those guys that gets caught by Chris Hansen. Well, I didn't mean to.
It's an excuse to let out the prejudice that was already there.
Exactly. Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Are you sure that the moisture on your bed was from the cat and not from a puncture? You sure you didn't spring a leak in your mattress?
Get out of here.
From a puncture. Jesus.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Some people let dogs drink out of interns' mouths.
That's right.
That is cruel.
And I want to apologize for my cruelty to interns.
There you go. I did it right back to you. No need to apologize for that, Mike. There's no group that will defend him.
You know, since we are on the subject of, well, I know you want to take a call, but since we're on the subject of animal cruelty,
yeah,
I probably have to issue an apology to my girlfriend's dog for my behavior last night.
Good. What'd you do?
It's not what I did. I didn't do anything really pointed, but I am I'm insanely jealous of her relationship with the dog. I am greeted by the dog when I come home. A wonderful jump up on me, do the little paws going back and forth, greeting.
That's nice. Yeah.
And then after that, this dog's complete and utter obsession with Carla.
I'm horny.
The obsession with Carla. I mean, I'm tired of it. I'm trying to play with the dog. I'm trying to have, at the end of the night, it was a little cold in the bedroom because the air conditioning was really roaring last night,
yeah,
which is rare in my barn that I live in because it usually doesn't work. But I wanted to have, at bedtime, I wanted to have the dog come over and lie down next to me for a change.
Sure.
And I call him over, and I pull him towards me, and he is looking at her as though, "Oh, my God, the big man doing? Carla,
mommy.
Pull me." Yeah, but God damn it, last night I really wanted to have a little love from the dog, and I play with the dog, and he plays with it. But every time I really want to get close to him.
You wanted to have love with the dog?
I wanted to have some cuddling with the dog. I wanted to have a little friendship from the dog, a little camaraderie. I know it's not my dog, it's her dog. She does this thing where the dog is so relaxed with her that she turns him on his back, and he lays out on her stomach with the legs up in the air,
sure,
and she scratches his stomach, and he's sitting there like, "I'm just in heaven." I decide, oh, you know, that looks like a lot of fun. That's kind of cute. I'm going to do this. He goes into this death spaz, like seriously, he's going to rip my eyes out.
Yeah,
the paw is just going, Jesus, don't hurt me, don't hurt me, don't hurt me.
You're going to take this the wrong way. You know this. That's when a dog is at its most defenseless and vulnerable, when a dog trusts you the most is when a dog will roll over.
I know.
And what happens is, he's used to Carla, and you come in with your big man hands, and, you know, he flips out.
Well, but I did it two nights ago, and I did it really slowly, and he did it. And then last night, I went to do it again, and he was so violent with don't kill me, don't hurt me.
No means no.
Okay, but you know what the last straw was? I'll tolerate that. I'll agree with you, and I'll say, you're absolutely right, let her do that.
Don't violate that dog.
But here's the deal. At the end of the night.
With your advances, tawdry advances.
I pull the dog towards me, and he's got that.
Tawdry.
You know, he's got the beluga bug eyes anyway, and the pug eyes, which are just like, Jesus Christ, he's going to stab me to death. Oh, he's going to kill me. And she's looking at him, and she's laughing, of course, because she just finds tremendous joy in the fact that she has this. I don't have, an animal in my life that I have that close relationship to anymore. You know, through divorces and my tragic personal life, my animals have been stripped out of my life for my entire life. So I'm looking at the dog, and he's got the big bug eyes. And I'm saying, okay, that's all right. You know, I understand. Give him a little pet. I said, and immediately, you know, he tears away and goes the inch and a half over to where he's got to be right next to Carla. And then the last straw, okay, to get comfortable, the little ass hat to get comfortable, he turns to the right, turns to the left, then does a full pirouette and starts to lie down with his Duke right in, 16-tenths of an inch from my mouth. And I was pissed. Mm. I said, get out of here. And then, of course, she goes, oh, you know, and I sort of push him to the end of the bed.
Like a jealous lover.
And she says, oh, don't be cruel to him. I said, who's being cruel to who here? He was planting. I think he's making a statement right there. He's planting his ass in my face, just going, okay, well, I think I'm going to sleep all night. And if I happen to make one of my little pug dog death farts in the middle of the night, you know, that'll go right up old Mike's nasal cavity, no problem at all. And I was just, it really hurt my feelings, you know, and I needed a little extra Kwan last night.
That was really your chance.
What?
Jealous.
When he sat down like that, that was your chance to really become his friend.
Shut up, Rob. I just wanted to do was like fall asleep.
His little doggy nuts.
Exactly.
He doesn't have any more.
Well, whatever's down there.
We listen to Bob Barker.
Whatever you left him.
Good for you.
You know, his taint.
Might be time for me to, you know, pick me up another pet.
Massage his prostate.
I want a little dog myself. Small one. Like a little carry-on.
To carry in your purse.
Yeah, I want a little
Paris
Hilton
dog. Carry in your man purse.
I want a Paris Hilton dog. I saw one today. I want not exactly like that Chihuahua that she has, but I want a Verdell type dog.
Will you bring it to work?
Like, you know, like it as good as it gets.
Yeah, but not exactly like Verdell because
now
the ex has one of those.
Okay, now will you?
And I certainly am not going to get a dog like that. What I'd like to get is a
Toto dog.
You know those kind of dogs we had here yesterday? Those are cute little dogs. I don't want those. I didn't. They looked kind of demonic, though.
Now what happens if you get one of these new dogs? You bring it into the house. Carla spends more time with the dog than
she
you
will.
Do. And what happens when the new dog that you brought into the house likes her better too? What do you do then?
What a cruel.
Well, then I'm screwed. I'm just then I'll give up. Then I'll. You know, then I'll buy get a boa constrictor or something.
You know, you need like one of those future robotic dogs that they will teach you to be. Buy yourself one of those Sony dogs.
I bought my kids fish, and they've all died. Oh. The fish that I got have all
but
died.
Not the kids.
Not the kids of the fish. The kids. Okay. What they did is they bred, and then now the kids didn't die. I'm talking about the kids of the fish. The fish had kids.
Okay.
And they the.
I'm going to buy you one of those robot dogs. What, Robbie? What?
I'll have science make me an Irish setter. One-tenth the actual size. You're an ass. You really are.
It would be so cute.
What I'd like to get a pet. No, I'd like to get a pet that really was mine. You know, was something that could greet me.
Listen, this is why I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding this time, kids. You need to buy... like one of those robot dogs. They've really come down in price now.
Uh-huh. I don't want something made out of plastic.
It's high quality plastic.
It's
the only way to guarantee that you will get the kind of love that you're demanding without you doing the work involved for the dog to love
you.
You
sometimes I really hate you when you know me well. I really, really do. I really hate that you know me. Yes, I don't have the time. Just don't have the emotional the emotional energy
to love a dog,
to love anything, on that level. I just I'd like to have. Is it beyond your concept here that I would actually be able to get a pet that I wouldn't put as much time into, but might love me anyway?
No, not a chance. Because you're you.
Can't we send it to a trainer to make it love me?
No. Here's the thing. You'd have to go to the trainer as well.
Yeah.
Unless you got a cat. Look,
that's not going to happen.
Hi, what do you want?
Joe? Noted dog lover.
Yeah,
yes.
Well, you should get a beagle because that way when he sticks his ass in your face, you'll know it's because he really does love you.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you,
bye,
Joe.
Bye-bye.
Well, I don't know. I'm thinking about getting that. My kids are excited about that because we're thinking about getting one more little dog. I don't want a big dog. I've had big dogs.
And what happens when that dog rejects you for lack of affection?
I hope, you know what, I don't think there's any way that dog would reject me as much as Beluga rejects me because the relationship, Carla took this dog to work from puppyhood, had the dog at
do you
work
not, do
all
you,
the time.
Do
she
you
was
not,
in another office and she was on. Able to take the dog with her.
Do you not think that you're going to come home with a new little cute squeaky dog and she's not going to want to do the exact same thing all over again?
I don't think she will. I think she's got an incredible relationship with that dog. I think she walks that dog. She has had the dog, as I said, since the dog was a puppy.
She has the capability. Your girlfriend, Mike,
yes.
Your girlfriend has something you don't have.
What's that?
The emotional capacity to love more than one animal. Now, I don't know Carla as well as you.
She's very dedicated to her pet.
I have met her enough times to know that I believe she could handle this incredibly complex, this test of one's inner strength to love two dogs at the same time.
Well, no, that's fine. And if it doesn't pan out, it doesn't pan out. And of course, you know, my kids, when they come over to visit, would be thrilled to have two little dogs in the house. They'd be absolutely delighted. I can't have a big dog, you know, and I've already said to Carla, you do have more, you know, availability. I mean, her office is literally 1 minute from where we live.
Well, how do we get you a dog that's guaranteed to love you when you will you ever walk the dog, play with the dog, spend time with the dog?
I will play with the dog. I will spend time with the dog.
How much?
It's, you know, when I'm home.
Come on.
I'm home. I'm with that dog all the time. I'm watching the game. The dog's up on the bed. That's cool. It's the same way when my kids were little. You know, when I played the game where I'd lie flat on my stomach and let them walk on my back.
I remember the quality walk on daddy game.
My kids love me.
Sure.
My kids really do love me. You know? They really do.
I like the defensive way.
They do, Don.
Honest, they do.
My kids really love me.
Okay.
They really, really do. So I guess I am capable of getting it back as well, sure. You know, and that's even in a long-distance relationship. Yeah. That's even as a divorced father. That's a really good thing that I've got that going with my kids.
Here's a crazy thought for you. When Carla's not around, why don't you work on the dog on your own?
That is, you know what?
The dog up. You know what I mean? Come on. Hey.
Because there's a little something there that, you know, where the hurt is still there. On my part, I paid for the dog. We bought the dog coming back home from Atlantic City.
There's a history. There's resentment.
We did. We bought the dog. They said puppies for sale.
There's baggage.
We went to a puppy mill. It wasn't a puppy mill. It was damn close, though. You know Route 40 going into AC?
Yeah.
You know, with all the farms out there and all that?
You bought your dog?
Yeah. Yeah, they had a sign right on the side of the road, and I was hungover, and we bought a puppy.
Did they take chips?
Huh? No, it wasn't that close, but it's I don't know. I might be getting an addition to the family in the near future. The next time my kids are with me.
No way.
A little dog?
I was going to say, if you do it on your own, no way. But I can definitely see you doing it if your kids are with you. If you put that bug in your kid's ear.
It's already in there. We allude to it occasionally.
Well, there's going to be
you know how kids are with dogs.
Another dog out there with emotional problems. Well,
Luca doesn't have any emotional problems. I'm the one with the emotional problems. I'm the one that feels the neglect. And last night was exactly, hey, no, don't want to lie next to you. Listen, let me get over. Hi, Mom. Hi, I'm going to lie next to you, and let me get comfortable. Let me put my ass right in Daddy's face. And to call me Daddy with that dog is not relevant. Mm. I'm a roommate. I am a roommate to that dog. That's what I am. I am a roommate. He brings his chew toys that I told you about.
Would it kill you to work it a little bit?
Do you know what he also does?
What?
He poops in my kid's room when they're not there.
Yeah.
What's that telling me?
Gee whiz, I don't know.
The dog knows that they're my kids. Yeah.
Get a cat.
He's doing that. And you know when he chooses little leather chew toys and leaves the arrowheads? The little syringes of rawhide.
You're incapable of love.
I am totally capable.
You're incapable of love.
I'm crying out for love by telling you this story. I'm telling you that I'm capable of love.
Unless it is a human form that you have reproduced from your own seed, you are incapable of unconditional love.
Yeah, you might have a point.
I know I'm right.
You might have a point. But hey, I'm willing to give it another try.
The good news is that your kids are your kids. You'll always love them.
And they you.
You know, the dog does not leave threatening anonymous notes.
Then who is it?
No, he doesn't. I might get, what I'll do, I'm not going to do it with Beluga because that's gone. That ship has sailed. But it has. There's nothing like a teenage girl. Maybe a year of constant, like with Carla, you know, goes to Tibet and I'm left with that dog and I get to bring the dog to work with me. And I'm with the dog like she was, maybe at that point. But I don't think even she has built a bond with that dog that I have never seen between an owner and a pet. I have never seen anything like it. When she goes downstairs to get a cup of coffee in the morning, he stands up on the bed, stands up on the bed with this look of panic. And I'm like, come here. And I go, come here, baby. Come on right over here. Come here, Beluga.
Most dogs.
You know what he does? He looks to his right and goes, really? Well, if a dog could
makes that face,
he would do that.
Most dogs have a favorite.
I know.
Get over it.
I know they have a favorite. There's favorites, and then there's ass and face. And last night was the last straw. No, the last straw. It's not like I'm not going to, you know.
You're right. The solution is go out and buy another one.
It's what I've done all my life. You know?
Just go buy another one.
Hey, if things don't work out, you know, you've said it. You know, what do you say about a train or a bus or something like that? You've talked about that.
Women are like dogs. Women are like trains. You know, you miss one, the next one's just 10 minutes away.
Carla loves me. I mean, I'm very, very fond of her. She's very, very kind to me, and she's treating me very well, and we're getting along very well.
I'm very fond of her.
I love her. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that. I love her.
Are you a monster?
I love her. I'm not a monster. I'm really just feeling, it was a feeling of emptiness last night. It was right before bed, too. And you know, look, I'm fine also. I said, oh, okay, that's my lot in life, until it was just like, it was rubbing my face in his butt.
Understood.
Is what he was doing. So, I'm going to see, and I'm thinking about...
you got issues.
Getting a good breed of that medium-sized dog, pug-sized, maybe just a little bit bigger than Beluga.
Somebody do a Google search for a dog. Now,
I'm probably going to do the pound thing. I'm going to do a pound dog. I'm going to get a dog at the pound.
Good for you.
I'm not going to get
a
puppy.
You know, everybody's writing jokes. I want to know who wrote this gem before I read it.
That comes from Matt the Pole.
Matt the Pole is not allowed to write jokes for the show.
He's
your friend.
Well, yes. I mean, I befriended him.
Have you tried getting the dog to watch porn with you?
All right. You know what I'm going to do with my friend?
There you go.
My former friend?
What?
My ex-friend?
Be careful, Mike.
What are you going to do?
Those are in short supply for you. I'd keep him around.
Give him a little lesson.
You know, don't
give him a little lesson of what Mr. O'Mara's previous life used to be like in the days of being a bar brawler, right upside his head.
Don't treat Matt the way you treat that dog.
I've never hit that dog.
I know, but
I've
Mike,
never hit that
Mike,
dog.
Mike, words hurt. Tone hurts.
Yeah.
And how about the...
that's what she says. Carla says that he's a little afraid of my lovely baritone.
Yeah, no S.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you have the same thing. I mean, the dog's probably afraid of you when you raise your voice, too, right? You can be scary when you raise your voice.
Yeah, on the occasion when it calls for it.
Right, yeah, exactly. Well,
yeah, I know. Define occasion for you.
No, but you're right, because the dog reacts when I'm, like, yelling at the TV with a ball game on or something like that. That's the dog responds to that, too.
The dog is probably used to you yelling.
Can't argue with you there, either. When you're right, you're right. I mean, I yell to express myself.
Right.
You know, it's a natural thing. It's like breathing.
You know what you need? You need like a fembot, you know, or like you need a dog version, like I said, of the fembot.
I can do this. I can do, you know what? I look forward to it. Now you're practically challenging me and calling me out on this, that I'm going to get a small dog.
Oh, please don't.
Why not?
But this I'm serious about.
You don't think I should?
This I'm serious about. Because
Carla's already agreed to take care of it.
No, I am sure that what's going to happen is the same thing that's happened with her dog.
I'll take that chance. She won't be able to bring it to work anymore because the office she's in now, she doesn't bring, doesn't allow dogs. Mm. So I will be able to. That really, I think, was the main thing. She had the dog with her 24/7, literally 24 hours a day during its puppyhood.
Okay. Well, then go buy the dog right away.
Well, I don't have my kids this weekend. The following weekend, I perhaps will take a trip to various pounds around here. And, you know, if people have puppies for sale or something like that, we might
pick one up.
I don't know what kind of breed yet. I'm not sure. I want to get the right breed.
Will you tell them that?
Or a pound puppy.
How will you explain to the person at the bank, hi, my name is Mike. I have a problem, except with my children, I have a problem with love.
Well, I don't think the person that sells me the dog needs to know my emotional history.
No.
Why did you? But it would help. Maybe they would have a dog, a special needs dog.
I would like a three-legged dog, like that type, or a retarded dog.
I've had a retarded
dog. Semi-retarded, more like autistic dog.
You need a full Mike. That's it. You need a full-blown retarded dog.
I would love. You know what? A retarded dog, as long as he went outside. Did the normal things you want a dog?
No guarantee when you got a retarded dog on that.
See, that's not going to work. If I have a mildly retarded dog that actually is housebroken, watch out. Watch the love flow.
Yeah.
Watch the love flow because I would actually
exactly do you determine if a dog is retarded?
You know, I think you can see what the dog has little idiosyncrasies that it does. You know, it walks into things.
I mean,
you know,
obviously, I know that there are levels of intelligence with dogs, sure. And you know, there are some dogs that are incredibly smart. But how do you tell if a dog is just, you know, dog goofy?
I don't think all dogs chase their tails,
or retarded.
And I think that is a telltale sign of a dog that's challenged a little bit.
So, is that the first thing we're looking for? A dog that's slightly retarded?
The first thing we're looking for is a dog that I feel I'll be able to get a fresh start, a clean, fresh start with.
Okay.
And you know, I'll see what happens. But it's got to be, you know, it's got to be the right size. It's got to fit the lifestyle, that whole thing, you know. And that's why little dogs, you know, lately in my life, little dogs have appealed to me. I love dogs. You know, I love dogs. I really do. I do. You're laughing at me, but I love dogs. I truly do. And I want to.
And they you.
What?
And they you.
Some of them have. Most of them haven't.
Okay,
I'll be honest.
We got a break, Michael. We come back. Perhaps someone will call. Someone working at a vet clinic, maybe at an animal shelter, and can tell us if they have a nice retarded dog for you. If they have retarded dogs.
All right. If they do, though, they're going to have to wait a while because I've got to involve my kidlings in the
sure.
process. That's part of the fun.
Now, will you tell your kid you're buying a retarded dog?
Yes. I won't say retarded. I don't want to raise them like that. But I will say this is a challenged dog. This is, you know, what do you do? What's that wonderful expression?
Special needs.
Special needs
dog.
Special needs dog.
Uh-huh. Name him Special Ed.
Right.
I could be the dog's name.
I will. You know what? That's a wonderful. Special Ed would be a wonderful name for the dog.
It is good.
Get off on the right. You know, late in life, you might resent it, but I think at the outset, be a wonderful idea.
You'll never get it. All right. Well, let's break.
Okay.
L-O-V-E, that's what we're about, man.
Absolutely. Show us the Quan.
And remember, as Deion Sanders said, God bless you, uh-huh. And I'll holler at you next time. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.